K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, back on another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Sunday afternoon. K-State winning edition, Upset City, women's volleyball. Get to that in just a second here on the podcast. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this episode. Whether you're listening to iTunes, Spotify, or if this is your favorite podcast, yes, told y'all, and I said it on my other podcast, that winter feels like winter is going to be here in a colder air, back in the Midwest here, EG3, back in Kansas City, Missouri, from Salina, Kansas, windy-ass Salina, Kansas. I already wake up, put it there as well. Again, that the postcast on EG3 side will be a minute there as well. But anyways, let's get into focusing on K-State sports. Again, your first time listening to this podcast, thank you for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of this podcast. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, where we listen to your favorite K-State podcast here on the Sundays. We'll go out in a couple hours, so be out looking out for that. Right off the fresh from the shoot, baby. K-State women's volleyball upset, not only upset Colorado yesterday, did it, but surprisingly easily, I was concerned a little bit. I was concerned a little bit early in the week, but again, you're playing a ranked team at home, and another ranked opponent goes down in Morgan Family Arena yesterday afternoon as K-State took down 20th-ranked Colorado with the boost of one of its big three in a sweep at that, 25-20 in the first set, an epic battle in the second set, 26-24. And complete the sweep, the stunning sweep, 25-18. Anaya Clinton returned to the lineup there, 17 kills on the afternoon. And not only that, I think K-State for the first time late in the 2025 season, as we enter still the first part of November, over 500 in conference play for the first time this year, and continue their marching trip. Potentially, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but you're 14-7 now overall, 7-6 in conference play, and Anaya Clinton's return to the lineup, big three, Shaylee Myers capturing over a combined 28 kills on the afternoon there, and this sweep, fifth sweep over a ranked opponent under head coach Jason Mansfield as the Wildcats now, a wacky stat at home. Well, actually, no, hold on a second, not at home, but 9-17 overall in the Mansfield era against, looks like, ranked opponents there, and three of them you have beaten this year, two of them on the road, and you get one in Manhattan yesterday there, taking it down to Buffalo's yesterday there as well. Shaylee Myers, 18th consecutive match with double-digit kills. She had 11 there. Reagan Fox, one of those young cats, 8 more kills. Jordan Williams had 6 there as well. And Jordan Williams led the match game high, 6 blocks yesterday as well, adding with 5 assists there as well. Ava LeGrand, 39 assists, 1 shy of 40 there, but continues when we see here. No, she fell short of a double-double, so that streak came to a close. But hey, long your team got the dub. That's okay. 39 assists, 9 digs, 4 blocks. Simone Sims, 12 digs. That was also a game high there as well, as Henning Colorado, their 5th loss of the season overall, and their third in the Big 12, as Colorado fell to 20-5 yesterday, 10-3 in the conference play, and holding them to under 200 there as well. Wow. Real quick, Jason Mansell, this is a Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State with the upset yet again, I was close, very close on my end. I didn't get it done, but K-State did. 2 thrilling games yesterday, and I'll record women's basketball maybe here right after this one. But anyways, yeah, K-State 3. 20th-ranked Colorado, nothing. Eddie Greer III for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Real quick, head coach Mansfield, after his team swept the ranked Buffaloes, quote, we competed really well against obviously a really good team, but I feel like we can compete against anyone when we get our players healthy. We're kind of cooking on all cylinders, end quote. Anaya Clinton, the return of Anaya Clinton, Coach Mansfield afterwards saying it was great to have Anaya back. We're just a different team with her on the court, and we just haven't played a lot of games with all our starters, end quote there. And to finish it off here, talking about the tenacious defense that this team put on the Buffaloes yesterday at home. And it was a rock, and from what I saw, big time crowd. So again, shout out K-State Nation. Again, I've said it at spots throughout the year. And even if you're an everyday or this podcast, yes, including the weekends, like I am right now, record talking to y'all right now, Morgan Family Arena, when this ladies football team is right. And this is speaking without me even attending. I haven't even attended one home game yet in that building. This team's hard to stop. The defense, from head coach Mansfield, quote, we just need to be great defensively against every team that we play, and we have been. I think that's what we kind of hang our hat on, and we practice it throughout the week. Steve Astor, our associate head coach, does a phenomenal job of scouting the other team. The girls are prepared, but we have to play relentless defense. We have to scrap and keep the ball off the floor. The aggressive swings after we dig balls. Just a good defensive performance for us there, end quote there as well. Boy, K-State, the numbers, 48 kills, 15 errors, 102 swings there. Hit over 300 in the game there as well. I think we covered it there as well. On the Colorado side, I kind of called her name out in the preview, but Brkovic recorded 10 kills for the Buffaloes there, and Sydney Jordan for Colorado, 20th-ranked Colorado, had 9 in the game there on their end there as well. Yeah, Colorado, at least all-time series now, cut down to 3, 27-24 there as well, and now the Wildcats now over 500 all-time against Colorado, playing against Manhattan there, and Anaya Clinton. Yes, sir. 7,700th career kill, which came in the first set yesterday afternoon, and it really set the tone there as well. Next up, there in, yeah, here's another number. Here's another stat that I'm going to throw at you here. K-State, now the women's volleyball team, have recorded 5 sweeps against top 25 opponents in the Jason Mansfield era. And that includes yesterday there, as well as K-State swept 20th-ranked Colorado yesterday and now set their eyes on 23rd-ranked Baylor. And I said it during the road trip, they should have beat Baylor. The first time you get Baylor, now can you sustain the momentum? Can you sustain the momentum and get another one on Wednesday? As they'll take on Baylor there at home. And then, of course, a huge week, another ranked opponent. And guess who we get? KU coming back to Manhattan after a thrilling first game against them. And the same thing like Cincinnati. Can you get another season sweep against them? We'll see. But Baylor, Wednesday. I don't have the time on here right now. Let's just go ahead and do that here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That time, 6:30. Eddie Greer III about to wrap this thing up here. Winning upset postcast edition yet again for head coach Jason Mansfield, Anaya Clinton, Shaylee Myers, Ava LeGrand, and that volleyball team, baby. So that is what's at stake. Now you get a couple more days to kind of rest, retool, work on some things, and get back at it Wednesday. In the KU game, as I got it up here now, let me see it. Yeah, in that KU game at home, well, that's the afternoon game, so same thing. That's a 1 o'clock Saturday. This upcoming, not this weekend, obviously, because last Saturday is come and gone, but this upcoming Saturday, KU comes to Morgan Family Arena on Saturday at 1, and then, of course, 23rd-ranked Baylor Wednesday night in Manhattan, Kansas. So, wow, so we have everybody playing. Again, it's all about how you get teams, and this team has been almost 100%, but still winning matches anyways. So you get all your 3 back playing the way that you did. And the same thing, when we upset KU and Lawrence, everybody was eating. So again, I believe this is probably, as this thing is playing out, the best team that head coach Mansfield has fielded yet. And of course, Jason's tenure, head coach Jason Mansfield, in Manhattan, Kansas. So what a win last night. Congratulations to the women's volleyball team on achieving that, sweeping 20th-ranked Colorado yesterday and getting win number 14 in the 2025 season. Next up, 23rd-ranked Baylor. Midweek, Wednesday night, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. Again, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, we're coming at you each and every day, including Saturday and Sundays. Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 380s Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D, Idea Podcast Podcast. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, folks. Alex Aiden. In San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from cold Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning volleyball postcast edition of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.